The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
You put on a clinic.
My game plan for this fight and everything else is attitude, 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 attitude.
Caitlin, blonde fighter, Chukagian! Welcome to UFC Unfiltered.
Please tell me that's on video. I've never been happier.
I'm made for a fucking podcast. That's dangerous!
All right, welcome to UFC Unfiltered. Matt and I both kind of have dark black backgrounds. Mine's a little bit brighter, but I kind of have this one and you have the black all UFC. I like yours.
You got a different one now.
A little different. They've sent me two and I just mix it up.
I think we look hip.
I think so too.
Oh, yeah, you got your fucking Chip. Is that Chip dressed as Dracula?
It's Chipula.
God, is that cringy? Come on, man.
What?
Chip, you don't like Chipula? Like, what's on the back? And what is he saying? Is there something he's saying?
No, it just says Chipula at the bottom of the shirt.
Oh, you're fucking. And I know you got your nice friend of yours who does she's put that on her Instagram, Nicole. She's a nice girl.
She's a good friend of mine, and yeah. There's a whole Chip merchandise, Chip, I'm going to plug, ChipChipperson.com, but I'm selling merchandise, and she actually wore one, and I'm like, Nicole's a hot girl, and she wore a Chip thing, a Chip Army thing. She's a good friend.
What if I throw Nicole a Kimura Savage shirt?
Well, I think that the trade-off would be this, because Nicole,
what?
Yeah, you know, people love looking at her on Instagram, so if she wears something, it drives traffic. So yeah. I think that I'm sure Nicole would agree that if Matt Serra wears a Chip shirt, Nicole will wear
a
Kimura Savage shirt.
Oh, I mean, well, speaking of traffic, if I wear a Chip shirt, I'll drive straight into traffic.
Matt, because I love you, I'm going to give you a discount code to the Chip store. I'm embarrassed that I haven't already, but you can go grab yourself a Chip shirt and we can be matching Chip buddies.
Well, the jury's still out on that one. But Jimmy, let me tell you. I opened, my wife went out to do the kickboxing, you know?
Yes.
And I got to get shit, you know, my kids are on the virtual learning, so I got to get shit straight while she's gone.
Sure.
What a fucking disaster. I open up the fridge to get my kids some strawberries, the blueberries fall out. All over. I'm putting those things back. My wife has, I need a bigger fridge. My shit is like fucking, my refrigerator is like the game Jenga. Where shit's just, you pull something out, you don't know what the fuck's going to fall out of that fridge.
Yeah.
So then I put the blueberries back, and out of all the things in the fridge, what do you think falls out next? If you have to take a guess what's in the fridge.
I'm going to guess the strawberries fell out next.
No, Jimmy, worse.
Oh.
The grated cheese. The grated cheese fell over. Okay. What do? Get a dustbuster? I could keep my cool. You know, my oldest kid's snickering at me and stuff. I'm just
like, are they laughing?
Stomping my feet because I got to.
Are they laughing at daddy falling apart?
Boy, he's like, Dad. My oldest is like, Dad, you need help? I go, I got it, kid. I got it. So anyway, and then I go to get on the computer and I had to get into my iCloud. But Jimmy, I'm here now. Let's not complain. The audience doesn't like that.
Look, Matt, you got it looks very good. You have the microphone hooked up.
Thank you.
Thank you. Very professional. I mean, it just, you know.
Well, I mean, this is great. better than me making my kids breakfast, but we're getting on track. Yeah. Wasn't it fun talking to Uriah Hall the other day?
I love Uriah Hall. He's a great guy, and I want to see him. I want to see him get a shot at Adesanya. I want to see him fight for the belt because we like him so much. And he's such a dynamic, like fun guy to watch too. Like a friendship aside, I just love watching him fight.
He's a genuine guy. Like genuine I feel guy. When we talk to him, it's the, we, and when I run into him too, it's the same thing, you know?
It's the same thing. A very, very real guy. And it's funny. When I first saw him on The Ultimate Fighter years ago, I didn't like him. I didn't think he was a nice guy. But again, I interviewed him once. I think it was him and Demetrius Johnson came on. It was one of the shows I was doing on Sirius in the morning. I was like, oh, okay. He's a really nice guy. Like, because again, yeah. they don't always show the full picture of you in a show. Yeah. And I realized what a good dude he was. Oh, no, you know what? I met him in an event once. I met him and I liked him. I was like, oh, he's a nice guy. Okay, you talked to someone for a minute. You're like, oh, yeah, that was just TV.
I'm happy not only to be talking to Korean Zombie because I think he's a stud. I mean, he's coming off that vicious first round TKO of our buddy Frankie Edgar.
Frankie, yeah,
and he also has a TKO over Hinato
Moicano. Yeah,
you know, I mean, okay, Jimmy.
So that's okay, buddy. I think we're going to say the same thing.
Exactly.
So you say it.
Well, what I was going to say is that Chip sucks. No,
you're right. We were actually going to say the same thing.
I was going to say that. And the one fight that he did lose in his last three fights was versus Yair Rodriguez in a fight where I believe he was winning.
He was winning.
It was winning.
Yes.
And then he came in with literally, I think, how many? They don't say.
I want to say it was like three or two.
It was something ridiculous.
Crazy. And that, boom.
And he did that elbow. You know who did something similar is Brandon Royval. Royval. What happened? Oh, we're going to get him in on close when his fight is. Nice, but Brandon Royval got hit with that last kid, France, he was fighting.
Kai Kara France, yeah.
Yes. And it looked like he was going down. As he was going down, the guy rushed in. He came around and spun and hit him with an elbow or a back fist.
Yeah.
God, man, I love how the sport is just evolving and just the guys are looking phenomenal. The Korean Zombie.
Whoa.
Big fan, Korean Zombie.
Me too.
So you guys are right. I guess obviously you're in Abu Dhabi now.
Yep. We're in Yas Island right now.
And when you got in there, what is the ritual like for you guys? Would you have to go through like the testing and the isolation? Has that been a difficult adaption in fight week?
Yeah. The minute we get here, get tested, 2-day quarantine. The third day you get out and then you basically start your process. I think the hardest thing for us was basically getting acclimated to the time. We weren't as bad because Korea is only a 5-hour difference. The biggest thing is, you know, he's supposed to be fighting at 4 or 5 in the morning. So he's trying to get to bed at 10 o'clock in the morning, wake up at 2 p.m. and trying to stay up all the way through. So that's kind of been the toughest part of this fight week.
What do you guys think of Fight Island? I just got back from there. It's beautiful, isn't it?
Awesome. Fight Island은 어떻게 생각했냐면?
네, 오늘 처음으로 해변 가봤는데 뭐 해변 좋고 사람들도 친절하고 호텔도 좋고 다 좋아요.
Yeah, he loves the hotel, loves the people. Today's the first day we actually left the hotel over here. Went to the beach where the cage is at. Took some pictures. Yeah. And it's nice. Yeah, it's beautiful.
How much bad blood is there really with Brian? I mean, Ortega is a really dangerous guy. And how much bad blood is there for real between you two guys?
He doesn't think he's a good person. They're definitely not on good terms. But he, you know, we answered the question earlier. He definitely respects him, Brian Ortega, as a fighter. He always looked up to him. He enjoyed watching his fights. He's never been knocked down or knocked out, you know, so he's a definitely game adversary. He's been hit close to 300 times by Holloway. He still didn't get dropped, you know, but, that bad blood is definitely there, but, he's approaching this fight like it's any other fight. He's putting all that stuff aside. He said earlier that it's not going to help him any bit in the fight if he brings his emotions into the fight.
That's very true. But I find when there's somebody that I don't like that I was going to fight, it would help me during training. Does it help when you have a guy that you're not crazy about and does it help the motivation for the training, getting ready for the fight, that you get to go in a cage and smash somebody that you don't like compared to everybody else is usually a nice guy?
Oh, 당연히
Yeah, he agrees with you 100%. There was definitely fuel to that fire waking up, training. I definitely felt he was cracking harder on the pads and things like that. But another motivation was his ranking is second and he's fourth. So, he gets to climb the ladder right there. And I think the icing on the cake was Dana said whoever wins this fight would get the next title shot against Volkanovski. So I think it's a compilation of those three right there.
Can I ask you really quick, what is the MMA scene looking like in Korea? Because right now, Korean Zombie is the face of Korea for mixed martial arts, I'd say. He's the most popular fighter from there. I mean, is the scene growing out there with mixed martial arts?
일단 한국에도 격투 선수들이 일단 굉장히 많고.
Yeah, the MMA community is definitely growing in Korea. They're getting bigger. The athletes are getting faster and better, and the IQs are increasing. He thinks it's not up to speed with the U.S. They lack some coaching and a few other things, but they're definitely getting better. And there's a couple up and coming guys that you guys should be hearing about soon.
Where are you? Are you extremely well known in Korea, or is because or do they show UFC in Korea? So are you a very well known athlete there?
네가 한국에서 유명해.
UFC 네 한국에서.
Yeah, he said they definitely do play the UFC out there. He said most guys in Korea know who he is. But to answer that question, I was there for 2 months during this camp. He's super famous out there. There's not a place that we went up. I mean, he's the athlete out there. And then him and his wife also, they also do a reality show on TV. Oh. So his wife's pretty famous. They're a power couple out there.
Oh, that's wild.
The main reason I'm asking, too, is about military. You join the military. So when you're joining the military, are people in your – who you're in the service with looking at you differently because you're such a famous guy, like kind of like when Elvis joined or the other major celebrities have joined the military.
He didn't join the military in Korea. Every man has to serve.
Well, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, he definitely, he thought he got a little bit, better treatment, so to speak, because he did have that recognition. I think that was right after his, title shot with Aldo. So most of the Koreans knew who he was at that time.
It's got to be hard to walk away from. Like, even though I know it's mandatory service, isn't that difficult? Or is there any resentment, even though you love your country, is there any resentment of having to do that when you're in the middle of such an amazing career?
Yeah, for sure. It was a pinnacle point of his career coming off a title shot, but it's embedded in every Korean. Thank goodness I'm an American citizen, but I would have no problem serving our country, whether it be Korea or U.S. But they know from the get-go, since they're kids, that they're going to have to serve by a certain age. And so, when you got to do something, you got to do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, it's a way of life over there.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, I'm going to be watching this weekend. I cannot wait for this fight. I'm so excited. But being an American citizen, what if I want to watch the reality show he's on with his wife? How do I watch that? How do I watch that, Korean Zombie? I want to watch it. How do I watch that?
There's a couple clips on YouTube, not the full episodes. I'll have Zombie send you a link to it or something.
No, move to Korea.
He said move to Korea.
Move to Korea. Yes. I'll bring Longo with me.
There you go. We'll have a good time out there.
They should show that though with like subtitles. They should show that because it would even help because you're such a popular fighter here. I think that'd be really interesting to watch. They should make that available with subtitles.
Yeah, I'm not sure if the clips on YouTube have subtitles on it, but I'll find a link and send it to you. I haven't even seen all of the episodes. I've seen bits and pieces of it, but the last episode is going to air after this fight, actually. They showed the preparation of the camp and his
awesome.
House, his kids, and everything he was going through, so I kind of want to see that too. So I'll definitely get you a link.
Does that interfere at all with training and stuff? Like sometimes it's hard to have so much stuff going on. Is it difficult to stay focused when you have a camera crew and a TV show and all that other stuff around you?
He said, yeah, it's a bit of a distraction at times, but they give him a lot of money. So he kind of has to deal with it. He makes more money doing that than he does at his gym, so to speak. So And they weren't really in his way, so to speak. I mean, they set up like 15 cameras around the room and so forth. They had about four or five cameramen, but for the most part, they don't tell you to stop, cut, or anything else. We kind of went about our business, so it wasn't too bad. But he keeps emphasizing with a lot of money that he couldn't turn down.
I'll tell you, you're coming off an amazing fight with, no, I mean, Frankie Edgar is a legend in the sport. So to do what you did to Frankie Edgar in that last fight, you must have been ecstatic after that fight. I'm sure he was expecting a war with Frankie Edgar. So for it feels almost like justice for him because of what happened in his fight with Yair Rodriguez with the seconds left. And then he goes in with Frankie Edgar and he beats him in seconds, like in early, you know what I mean? So I don't know where I'm going with this. What I'm trying to say is that after the last fight with Frankie Edgar, I mean, is that a moment that just stands out above any other, or it's got to be up there?
Yeah, for sure.
Jimmy, good luck with him translating that. I was all over
the place. It was a lot.
I'm sorry, buddy.
No, it's all good, brother.
I'm not the best interviewer.
I'm trying to funnel it down and just kind of simplify. So, okay, so he was saying he was ready to go five rounds. He thought it was going to be, we were always expecting the worst. He thought it was going to be a war. He was super happy about the win, the victory, the way it went, especially in his hometown in Korea. He wasn't able to fight the first time they went to Korea because he was in the military. So this time around, he headlined it. It was a big thing. Another thing is, I don't know if you guys heard, but that whole camp and during the fight, he had double vision. Yeah, that was his biggest challenge. He was seeing double the whole camp. We almost called the fight off during camp. We called the UFC, went to seven different doctors, neurologists, and so forth. And they said it wasn't going to get any worse. He still wanted to fight. He didn't want to cancel the fight because it was in Korea. And yeah, this kid's crazy. He couldn't run because it would make him dizzy. So we had to figure out different ways of cardio. And then, we went to a bunch of doctors. They couldn't figure out what it was. So he's had double vision even after the fight for about 2 months. You can only imagine just seeing double.
Sure.
Anything you do, you know. I don't know how he dealt with it, more or less, yeah. Trained with it, fought with it. And he was so accurate. Sometimes we forgot he actually had double vision.
Man, so, it's even more impressive the way he did that.
Yeah,
it's exactly. Like he was in there with two Frankie Eggers because he seen double. Sorry, yeah. That was a chip joke, Jimmy.
Well, so what happened? One day you woke up and it was gone?
No, he had surgery. So one of his eyes were kind of, eyeballs going up. So the doctors in the U.S. said it was his left, I think. And the doctors in Korea said it was his right. So he goes, what do I go with? And he came back to the States again and he goes, okay, I'm going to get one more analysis and everything else. And we basically kind of flipped the coin and said, do we go with the Korean doctors or the U.S.? And I said, let's go with the U.S. doctors.
Oh, you're fine.
good choice, right?
Good choice.
There were eight muscles in the eye. They cut two of the muscles to actually bring it down. And then if that didn't work, they were going to cut the other side and bring it up to just basically line it up. So
but
he was
worked.
Fortunate. After the surgery, he woke up and he was seeing. And that was the first time he was seeing clear. Yeah, like in 5 months, you've seen double vision.
Oh, that's crazy, man.
When he would cover one eye, would that stop it? Because there wasn't the two eyes. Could he cover one eye and stop it?
Yeah, he could. The doctor recommended a patch. He was wearing prism glasses, which kind of makes it a little bit better. But when he was training, you can't, you know, we had to have both eyes open.
Yeah, that's, you know, but you knew it wasn't like just an injury from being punched. Like if you can cover one eye and then see straight, you know, it's got to be something with the, like, I guess, the way they're both lining up. Coming back, he's 3-1, three first round knockouts, and that Yair Rodriguez fight. It was a stunning knockout, but I think he was winning that fight.
He was winning the fight.
Absolutely. Yeah. So he's looked incredible since he came back. And so I wanted to ask you, did anything change in the years that you were off? Because not that you didn't look good before, but you've looked unstoppable since you came back. Yeah.
Never looked better.
So the Yair front was a turning point for him. He lost with the second left. At that time, he didn't have any coaches. It's basically his teammates and his, you know, anybody at the gym. Some of his fighters cornered him. And because of that loss, he came to me and fight ready. And then he decided that he needed more coaching and everything else. So that's when we really kind of turned the point.
And can I ask you, what do you think? Because that was such a, it was such a, again, that type of a loss has got to be very tough. And it's just one of those things where you just get, you get caught by something. But how, what could he have done differently? Like, I don't, do you think maybe at the end, maybe backed off a little bit, but I don't see anything other than just not coming in. That's, you know what I mean? Like, what could they have coached him differently on than just getting caught?
Yeah. I mean, the first thing we talked about, but I was kind of always talked about what you could have done differently. Yair took that fight on a week's notice. He called multiple times saying that they wanted it at a catch weight. It was hard to make weight. It was in Denver, high altitude. So I told him, looking back in hindsight, I would have pressed the pace. I would have made him, you know, be forced to fight as opposed to kind of stand there and pop his jab, which was working. I would have pushed that gas tank where he wouldn't have been able to breathe in that fourth and fifth round. And then I thought he would have gotten the finish. But in hindsight, you know, it's everything. But at the same time, he also said if he didn't lose that fight the way he did, he wouldn't have come to me either. So it's, that's what it took in order for us to get together and work together. And then ever since then, he's been looking great.
Yeah, so that was, I get every loss, I'm sure, affects fighters in one way or another. But that was like, I guess, a particularly difficult one.
Well, he looked like he bounced back fine.
Yeah.
You know, Renato Macano is no joke. And Frankie Egg is a legend. Absolutely. He's on a roll, baby.
Yeah.
And this weekend, Brian Ortega, holy shit. I can't wait. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
He knows Korean Zombie. Oh, really quick. How about this? The best nickname in the game, the Korean Zombie. Where did that come from? It's so perfect. It's perfect. He knows. It's perfect. How did that? Wait, who came up with that?
그냥 내 첫 번째 시합은 그냥 좀비였는데.
So his first fight, he was just named the Zombie, and then when he started fighting in Japan, the Japanese fans named him the Korean Zombie.
Oh, that's so great! Where can I get a T-shirt? Give a plug.
I have one. I have one from years ago. It's one of the first MMA shirts I got. Was a Korean Zombie shirt.
It
was
some Vegas.
What's that?
The original one.
I want one, a large one.
Well, these are the new ones. He just gave DC one, so I better tell him he better get you one.
Let me see.
That's nice.
Awesome. It looks like comic booky.
Yeah, the first one did too. Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
We need those, Jimmy.
Now, who designs those? Because the first one, again, from years ago, was also had that kind of a cool design to it. So is there somebody who designs it for him?
He has a designer in Korea. I don't know exactly who that is.
Oh, they're very, very
doing something
very
right.
Good marketing. Yeah, it's really good. And good luck on Saturday. This is a fight. Because as fans, we always love to watch two guys that are genuinely pissed off at each other. It's always a little more exciting because you know that there's a little more behind it. So this is a fight that everybody wants.
They're both so skilled too. Very skilled.
Amazing fighters, you know? Guys. So
Thank you, guys.
Okay, thanks, guys. Take care.
All right, Zombie. Take care, guys.
See you later.
This episode of UFC Unfiltered is brought to you by P3, the official protein snack of the UFC. P3 portable protein packs are a savory and crunchy combination of three dynamic sources of protein from meat, cheese, and nuts. Each P3 pack contains up to 13 grams of protein, and they come in great tasting combinations like turkey, almond, and Colby Jack. P3, three dynamic ways to fuel your day with protein-packed meat, cheese, and nuts, because three is better than one.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Good looking. He could be a movie star.
Well, he is. I mean, he's a TV star.
He is already a TV star.
I don't know what his wife does. Oh. Maybe she's an actress. Oh,
speaking of TV, how'd you like the episode? Looking for a fight. The last one I did.
I loved it.
Thanks, Jimmy.
I loved
Thank
it.
Thank you. Thank you. It's. I think it's up to like a million views almost. Yeah. Or if that.
It was when I saw it. It was almost a million.
So happy that you're watching it.
Yeah. Of course.
You know. All right, Jimmy. Who do we have? Who do we have?
Kaylin Chookagian is coming on, our pal Kaylin.
Oh, our friend.
Coming off a devastating win over Antonina Shevchenko. I mean, a real fucking beating. She's the co-main event now because
she is the co-main.
But it was supposed to happen was a Ciryl Gane against Ante D'Elia was because of D'Elia has some type of contractual issue, has nothing to do with Dana and the UFC. They had to remove that fight. I think they're saying he's still under contract. I'm sure it'll get worked out, but he's a really tough fucking guy. And he fought Marcin Tybura and he broke his leg. I want to say it was either a kick or a check kick. And it was like Anderson Silva. I mean, but he literally was laying there in the ring and they were in the cage checking on him. And he was obviously in agony or maybe he was in shock. But he literally, to look at his face, you would have never known that his leg was broken. I mean, it was the type that Anderson had, like, wrap around.
It was? When was this?
Good. You ask questions I should be prepared for. I was just concentrating on the broken leg and the fact that he was, it was MMA. All right, it was 2015.
Oh, wow.
And he was really, really stoic. I mean, he was in pain, and you could see Tybura was on top of him, and he was telling him to, get off, get off me. Like, he was...
Yeah,
I guess, kind of in full mount in a way, and the ref I think saw what was wrong and stopped it.
Yeah, well, listen, Jimmy, stuff like that is, what we call an occupational hazard.
Sure,
you know, I wish I said that without stuttering. Okay. Jimmy, do you know that our buddy James Krause is fighting this weekend?
Yes, he's the opening fight against Claudio Silva. That's the opening fight, in the main card.
He's only got one loss. This guy, he's 5-0 in the UFC.
Yes.
Well, that's what I like to see. But I'll tell you right now, Claudio has not met a gentleman by the name of James Krause. Are we doing picks?
We could.
Well, why not? I'm kind of segueing into it in a way. Unless you want to talk more about that guy's broken leg.
No, I just was really looking forward to that fight.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because, Ciryl is 6-0. And, that's just a fight I was very much looking forward to. So, hopefully it'll happen in the near future. Wow. Hopefully they'll work that out. I'm happy for Caitlin, though.
I'm happy for Caitlin, too. And this is going to be she's been mixing it up, too, Caitlin. Her jiu-jitsu's looking good. This is going to be a skilled fight. This is going to be like a little bull and a matador. Caitlin being the matador. You understand, Jimmy?
Yep.
You understand what I'm saying with that?
I do, yeah.
She's going to be dancing around, moving around, looking to kick and punch. And Jessica Andrade comes in like the Raging Bull. She comes in like the Raging Bull, and she's going to be stalking her down. That's a great – oh, Jimmy Crook's fighting. Jimmy, I like when I find out. Like, listen, there's so many fights. I haven't seen Jimmy Crook in a hot minute. Yep. I'm ready to do some picks if you'd like. If not, I can shoot the shit about anything.
No,
Jimmy.
I'm fine with that.
I'm gonna start. We'll start with the Benegish. I'm going with James Krause. You know, and I'm gonna say Krause by decision. Claudio's an undefeated fighter, undefeated in the UFC. I mean, actually, he has one loss outside of the UFC, and he's coming in. I seen his last couple of fights. He has some subs. James Krause is not an easy guy to sub. I'll tell you right now.
No.
He's a win over Sergio Moraes. I said it right. Who is a stud on the floor. Total stud. James Krause is one of the most well-rounded guys in the game. Did you hear what I just said?
I did.
I'm not lying. Right. Jimmy, I'm not lying. Why would I get defensive? You didn't think I'm lying. Sometimes I like to stir some shit up.
Yeah. Like you make it look
I'm
like
taking James Krause by decision.
I'm going to take Silva by decision.
You son of a bitch. Right. First of all, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that came out. My pick.
That was your pick, and I attacked you for it. You know James Krause is a friend of the show.
He is, yes, but I always pick friends of the show, and I always hurt them because they lose. Oh,
I got you. Well, you go ahead and use that logic, but I'm going with James Krause.
By the way, can we talk about the main event for 1 second?
Oh, I'll talk about that for more than a second.
Jung is coming off of 3 out of 4.
Wow, this is a wild fight, man.
He did submit Dustin Poirier, too, don't forget.
Oh, shit. How did he do that again?
Darce.
Oh, man. I'll tell you, could this be Korean Zombie's time? It's hard to go against Brian Ortega, though, because you know I'm a jiu-jitsu
man.
I'm a jiu-jitsu man.
And, dude, and Brian Ortega, again, this is his first fight after a loss, but it's been 2 years. He was 14-0, and that fight, I think he was losing that fight, clearly.
Yeah.
But he was so fucked up. and he still didn't quit. It's still a doctor stopped that fight, but Brian Ortega was going to come out and continue fighting. He was not going to not fight. So I find it very hard to pick against Ortega.
I do too. I really do. Jimmy, this is. Look, can
Ortega,
we wait a little bit on this one?
Brian, third round submission.
Wow, Jimmy.
Yep.
Wow.
Third round sub. And that's not to say I don't want to see the Korean Zombie ever get a shot at the title. I love watching him. I'm a fan too.
I'm a fan of the Korean Zombie, but you know I bleed jiu-jitsu.
Yeah.
And I like Ortega and I like his coach. And I'm going to go with Ortega fourth round submission.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Maybe, you know, Zombie gets a little nutty and he leaves his neck out.
Yeah.
You know?
Possibly.
But I think this is going to be a fucking battle, though. I really do. A battle for the ages.
Or maybe he's moving a lot and he gets a little tired and Brian can finally get a hold of him after a couple of rounds. Because I imagine, he's a smart fighter. He's not easy to run in on.
This is going to be very interesting, but that's what I'm going with. Fourth round submission. Okay. I'm going to pick Caitlin by decision versus Jessica Andrade. That's what I'm picking, Jimmy. Booyah.
You know, Andrade is coming off of two losses. I'm going to take Caitlin. Andrade losing three in a row is tough, but I think Caitlin's going to stop her.
Yeah, but she's meeting our buddy, though.
I think Caitlin's going to stop her. I think she's going to stop her in the second round. Caitlin by stoppage, second round.
Well,
I don't know how it's going to happen.
Well, let me tell you something. Give me a reason to bump. Anyway, I've been playing Post Malone at my school, which is not open. You understand?
No, as it should.
Can't have that open.
No.
But, you know, I'll go in there. I'll get a workout in. Fuck that. I'm still playing rent. I'm still paying rent.
Yeah, it's your place.
Still paying rent.
Do what you want.
Fuck these people. I hate all politicians.
Hate all politicians. I agree. I
can't wait till this thing's over and we get back to somewhat normal. Hey, everybody, take this new normal and shove it up your ass. Because nobody wants this new normal. Rant over. All right, let's go, Jimmy. What do we got?
Well, we have Jimmy Crute against Modestus Bukauskas.
Jimmy Crute, second round submission. Jimmy Crute, it might be a Kimura. Jimmy Crute, it's gonna win. That's it. That's all I gotta do. Jimmy Crute, second round. He's gonna probably get a sub. You know, that kid, 24 years young, 4-1 in the UFC. Not up in here. Not up in here is what Jimmy Crute's gonna say. Yes. And then he's gonna get that second round sub. Okay. Okay. What do you think?
I don't know if it's gonna be a sub in the second round. I don't know why this one is difficult.
Well, maybe you're making it. Jimmy, I'm sorry. You're not making it difficult. You're good. Well, you got to guess sooner or later. You got to take a pick. Get off that fence, little Jimmy.
Bukauskas second round TKO.
Well, sometimes I just like you. I think you like to be different.
Yeah. No, but once in a while I want to be up.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Caitlin,
what's going on?
I'm good.
How you doing?
Is this your first time to Fight Island?
Yeah.
Beautiful, huh?
Yeah, it's weird. Nice. I went today to the beach and there's no one there. I'm like, wait, am I supposed? Is this not what I'm supposed to be doing? Because no one else is here.
It's a private beach for you guys.
Yeah, but I mean, there's no other fighters. No fighters or coaches.
Well, then maybe
this is too good to be true. My own beach. Like, what am I? Yeah, there's something going on. You figure you're screwing up.
Yeah, I don't know.
When did you get there?
I don't even know what day it is. I got here like Saturday. I don't even know. I think Saturday, yeah.
And how is right now, are the lights outside on your balcony?
Yeah, they did the lights for the, they're like, oh, it's for the Lakers. I'm like, why? I don't get it. They're like, they just won. I'm like, oh, okay. I don't
follow that shit either. But it is nice though, right? The lights
outside. Yeah, no, it looks cool.
It's so cool. Now, you are fighting Jessica Andrade, who's moving up in weight. That is correct, right? She never fought it this way
before. Yeah.
All right.
She's from strawweight, moving up.
So you're going to welcome her to the division. She's a little pit bull. I think this is going to be a little bull versus matador, you being the matador, buddy. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I'm 8 inches taller than her, so we're definitely the opposite in body types, for sure. Yeah.
Please, no short jokes, Caitlin. Please.
Yeah.
So. Caitlin, who are you there with? John Danaher? Who's with you?
No. Actually, to Fight Island, you know, made it tough. So I just have one of my striking coaches, Ryan Cafaro, and then my teammate, Sajara Eubanks. She just fought here 2 weeks ago, flew home, and then came back, and she's cornering me, too.
Oh, so she made the flight twice instead of just kind of staying there and taking a vacation?
Yeah, both of them. It was just her and him here 2 weeks ago. They flew back, and then, like, couple days, you know, like a week later, they came back here with me.
That's some good teammates. Because I'm telling you right now, I think I just got over my jet lag.
Yeah, that's what they said. They're like, I think it's worse coming back. So
I think it is too. You know, when you hit jet, you know, when jet lag hits you, like sometimes you're driving and you're like, yo, I might have to pull over and just take a nap or some shit, or maybe it's just me. That's how I feel when it hits me, the jet lag. I'm like, yo, this ain't normal.
Yeah, I've been lucky. Like, here, it hasn't been bad. Everyone's like, everyone's stressing and complaining. I'm like, I don't care. I'm like, I'm sleeping at night. They're like, but you're going to fight at night. Oh. I'm like, dude, get over it. Like, if you're going to, like, lose because you didn't get a full 8 hours, you were probably going to lose anyway. You know what I mean? Right, like I'm like, I got here. I'm sleeping at night. I'm sleeping like 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. I'm waking up, and then it's nice because everyone's trying to sleep and they're so stressed about it. So
are people having a hard time with that? Because I think that would be, I mean, I'm a shit sleeper anyway, but like to just flip. Some guys can do it though. Some people can fucking fall asleep in the middle of a football game. I can't do it. So are you good at that, or are you terrible at adjusting?
I don't know. I try not to think about it too much. Everyone here is trying to stay on U.S. time and trying to sleep during the day here and stay up at night. I'm doing the opposite. I'm like, if I can get, like, I'm just sleeping at night here. I'm waking up, and I was like, all right, the day of the fight, I'll just try to go to sleep earlier, and I'll wake up at 1 a.m. Like, it's not, I mean, it's, what are you gonna do? You know, we have to wait weigh-ins. We weigh in at night. So if you sleep during the day, it's going to be disrupted the day before for weigh-ins anyway.
Oh, right. Because they have to do it. It seems like it's a very, are there people, you know, that are having a really hard time making the adjustment?
I don't know. I haven't really talked to anyone, but I just think that everyone's like stressed about it. They're like, I can't sleep through the day. I'm like, I'm sleeping every day. It's like just sleeping through the night, you know? And then, so I figure if I get 6 days good sleep and then one day bad sleep, that's better than the opposite.
Caitlin, you're a newlywed, right? Didn't you just get married? How long ago was that?
Yeah, a year ago.
How, honeymoon over? How's that going? Good?
It's good. We never really got the full honeymoon because I'd right after the wedding, right into fight camp and stuff. So, but yeah, it's good.
Now, being married, newlywed, now, do you have any kind of plan, like, because it's got to be a little different for a girl, because you might want to start a family.
Yeah, this is like the only question I keep getting asked. Like,
do you get this a lot? I thought I was being original.
No. Everyone, because I made people took what I said. I said recently in an interview, I said that I was like, oh, eventually, you know, I want to get as many fights in at back to back, like as fast as possible, because, you know, I'm getting older and I want to have kids. And for me, I don't want to fight and then, I don't want to have kids and then go back to fighting. I want to, like, when I have kids and that's it.
That's it.
And so then they're like, do you have a time frame or amount of fights set that you want to do left? And I was like, no, I was like, not really. I was like, I'm just kind of taking it fight by fight and, you know, we'll figure it out. And they took it. And then now everyone's saying this is her last fight. I'm like, I never said that.
Oh, well,
and then they're like, she's not into it. She's already thinking about having kids, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, dude, I can think about it. Like, you want to think about your life after. It doesn't mean I'm distracted or not doing it. If I didn't want to do it, I wouldn't do it.
Well, you're only 31. You're not old. I mean, you say getting older. Yeah. I mean, you're 31. You have plenty of time left.
Yeah, it's like I was honest a little bit, just saying that I wanna, that's what I see after fighting. And like, so that's why I'm like, all right, let's not waste time. Like, if I'm healthy and I'm good, let's keep fighting. Cause, you know, when I can kind of see, I'm not saying I, you know, I see the light at the end of the tunnel over there, right, where it's like, that's a whole nother part of my life that I'm going to enter. So I'm like, all right, let's make the most of it while I'm doing this.
Yeah. I mean, and then you got like, not that you, that's great with the way you're envisioning it, but then there's also girls like Mackenzie Dern that just had a kid and came back, is going on.
Yeah.
Never looked so good. Was looking phenomenal.
Yeah. Yeah. She did. I was like, well, maybe I should have a kid now because she's doing better than she was before.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Ah, you got plenty of time for that. Keep kicking ass. This fight, when I found out about it, I'm like, wow, that's awesome. And now it's co-main event, correct?
Yeah.
That's awesome. I like that you're getting all eyes on you, Caitlin. You deserve it.
Yeah. Thanks. I mean, I've had like 10 UFC fights. I've only ever, there was one time I fought a girl that wasn't in the top 10 and that was, she was number 11. So, you know what I mean? I sometimes I feel like, you know, I fight, I never said no to a fight. I only fight girls in the top of the division. So, you know, to get the co-main spot was kind of nice for me.
It's cool that you're fighting a former champion. I mean, that's gotta be motivational too, man. This is a former champ.
Yeah. Her being a former champ and, you know, and from the other division, she has a lot of recognition. So it's kind of like, you know, our division, you know, a lot of people think it's kind of boring because it's just, you know, one of those divisions where it's like, well, a dominant champ. So bringing a former champ from another division in kind of makes it exciting. It's like a little super fight, you know.
How do you think, I mean, she's going up. I'm always interested in what happens to somebody. Some people have great success when they change weight and other people have a really hard time because they're fighting bigger fighters or they're cut too much and they're not used to it. So it'll be interesting to see how she handles the extra weight.
Man, you guys still see me?
What's that?
I see you.
We see you. Yeah,
I don't see anybody.
Wait, what do you see?
I don't see anybody. If I get lost, I'll come back. Keep doing it.
I see his big head.
Oh, well, you know what? You probably closed the window.
Shit, it's the middle of the night.
Matt, you know what? Check the bottom. You probably closed your window. Caitlin, this is what our show is. It's Matt and I talking.
Well, I'm surprised I got it on.
Sorry.
I had to use my cornerman's computer. I was like, I got to go on Zoom. I don't even know how to do this.
Yeah.
What's going on here?
Oh, my God. That thing in your room is so amazing. Oh, my God. Look at that.
The wall?
No, I just wanted Matt to feel left out.
You're
for
an
a
asshole.
Second. I wanted Matt to feel like we were seeing something amazing happening.
I don't know what's going on.
I don't know either, buddy.
What did you click?
I didn't click anything. Up. I was sitting here and it went off. Back to meeting. Wait. Oh, hey guys.
You there?
All right, let's just we can call that. Sorry about
no,
that.
No. I'm gonna leave. It was a good conversation. I changed mine too. I changed mine. You should change yours.
Jimmy, you're not me. Poor Caitlin. Thank God she knows us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This would be embarrassing.
This is what I expected. I'm not surprised.
So Caitlin, what do you like? I'm sure you've thought of it because you're talking about kids or whatever. What do you plan on doing after whatever fighting is done besides family? Like, is there do you want to open a gym or have you thought about training or what is it you would want to do like in that next part of your life, whenever, you know, how many years from now that is?
Yeah. I'm definitely like me and my husband are looking into different stuff with real estate. I'm in the process of getting my real estate license. And we kind of started that. We just bought a property in New Jersey to a rental property there and looking at other ones. So we're kind of like slowly transitioning into doing that stuff.
Oh, so you're going to have somebody rent it and kind of pay off your mortgage while they rent it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm so bad. At that shit.
I'm sorry, Jimmy. My ADD kicks in and I just flashed back to, it brought me back to Caitlin's Instagram. And I see her on the beach in the fall and the little doggy. You're a beach person, Caitlin.
Yeah, Amity Harbor. I live on the water.
That was my next question. What beach are you going to? Because Jones Beach stinks. Long Beach, they charge you whatever to get on there, you know? I used to go with my Brazilian friends back in the day, and they just, like, they would not pay to go on the beach. They go, they don't own the water. I go, what? Motherfuckers. They would just like hop the fences and shit. But tell me about, where do you go? Amityville?
Yeah. So I live in Amity Harbor in the South Shore. I live. We have a boat. So we take the boat to Gilgo Beach.
What is it?
Gilgo Beach.
Gilgo.
It's kind of in the middle of Robert Moses and Jones Beach. It's dead center, which is nice because no one really goes there to drive because you pass all the other beaches. It's kind of annoying to get to if you drive. So from my house to drive there, it takes like 25, 30 minutes, but we take the boat and it's 10 minutes.
10 minutes by boat.
Yeah, we're like straight shot right there. It's super easy.
Good for you. It looks like you're having such a good time. I look at that. Nice view. Where is that? I'm from Strong Island. I should check that out. But I don't have a boat, and I'm not a water person. All right, let's get back to that.
We're definitely boat people.
Oh, that's awesome. I get nauseous.
Yeah, it's nice. Us and Ryan LaFleur?
Of course.
Yeah, they him and his wife have boats, so they're like our boat friends. So we kind of just take the boats, meet up there, and that's kind of our thing in the summer.
Have you ever been on a yacht? I want to go on a yacht. I've never been like on a really fancy yacht. I would love to spend some time on a yacht.
There's right outside. There's like the of our window. The yachts that are out there are insane. Like, I'm like, they are so big. It's so crazy.
You could probably get someone to show you one. You know what? Because the UFC is a good relationship, and I'm sure somebody would love to show off their yacht. You could probably get someone to show you the yacht. Yeah. Not that you want to see. I don't want you. You're living. I want you to live out my fantasy of being on a yacht. Like, I'm trying to get you to do what I would want to do.
I mean, it's right there, and no one's here. I feel like I could just jump the fence and go on it.
Just walk onto it. Yeah.
Yeah. We were at the beach the first day we got out of quarantine. We went to the beach, and my teammate who's cornering me, Sajar, she was like, oh, I'm going to go on the jet skis, you know? And I was like, you know what? I know I sound like a baby, but I'm not going to go. I'm like, that would be so embarrassing if I like got hurt on the jet ski, had to pull up. What happened? Oh, I was on a jet ski. It'd be so embarrassing. So I didn't go. I was like, I know I'm being a baby. So she goes on. She crashed her jet ski.
Oh no. She had hurt?
She like kind of crashed it. She, like, jet ski was okay. And she like flew off. Yeah. But there was like in the middle, there was like an island of trees. So
she hit the
wake of someone and it veered off and then she flew off and fell into the trees.
Oh my God.
Gashed, like blood everywhere.
Holy shit, man.
Yeah. Like her arm, it looks like a tiger attacked it.
Holy
shit.
And
then she hurt,
set it out. It was bad.
Wow, man.
She flew off into the trees. And then they said, they're like, oh, actually, you're not the first one. Apparently a fighter from like 2 weeks ago, the day after he fought, and then you have a couple hours before you leave, went on a jet ski. He crashed a jet ski, had to pay for the jet ski.
He had to pay for the jet ski?
She just, she got really messed up, like her eye, like she's okay. It just looks really bad. Yeah. And she just fought 2 weeks ago. So she's like, I didn't have one mark during my fight.
Yeah.
Now I went on a jet ski. I got messed up. She's like, now everyone's going to think this was from the fight.
Oh man. I feel bad for that other dude who has to pay for it. I hope that,
I think he got a bonus.
Well, there goes
the bonus. He got a bonus, but it went towards the jet ski, I think.
Wow.
How much is the jet ski?
I don't even know.
Yeah. That's a curveball, Jimmy.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm just curious. I expect you to have all the answers.
Caitlin's like, what?
How would I know?
I know where Gigi Beach is. Giggly. What the fuck is that?
Did you ever hear about the Gilgo Killer?
Oh, that's the Long Island serial killer, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's where you're hanging out.
Yeah, that's the beach I go to where he would dump the prostitute's body.
Oh, that sounds like a nice family place.
There's a Netflix like movie on it.
What's his name?
There was like the Gilgo Killer, serial killer, this guy in Long Island that would kill prostitutes, and like it never went on. And then they found all these dead bodies in like the dunes of the beach. And like they said that they think it was like some like a lot of like investigators and people like that were higher up in like in the town were involved in the sex parties where these prostitutes were coming. So they were kind of like covering it up.
Oh, right. I heard about that. Well, they found a girl on the beach. It all started. They found a body on the beach, right? Like that was what kind of started. Yeah. Kind of. How many years ago is that? Cause I vaguely remember that.
I don't think it was like that. I don't remember. Right. Maybe like with like 10 years ago. Wasn't
okay.
Like,
yeah. It's familiar. It's very familiar. That's
all right. The Long Island serial killer. They have a
movie on Netflix. So it's pretty good.
Well, back to the, so wait, they say having sex parties out there.
I think they were. And then someone was killing the prostitutes, but I think it was just,
Well, that's taking
throwing
it
their
too
bodies
far.
In the dunes.
Man, that's not fun for anybody.
No, that's the beach I go to.
What is it?
That's the beach I go to.
That's the beach you go to. I'm sitting there going, oh, it looks so beautiful. Make sure you don't trip over dead hookers playing frisbee.
Maybe that's why no one's there.
Exactly. Because he killed everyone.
Yeah. When I think of Amity, you know, this is not near Amityville, right? This is Amityville Horror.
It is. I'm like a mile from that house.
Have you been by it? Of course, right?
Yeah, I drove by it. It's just like some nice new house.
Yeah, it's a nice house. Who lives there probably? I mean, I wonder if like it's cheaper to get it or more expensive.
It's one or the other, but I think like it's got to be annoying to live there because people just drive by and like kids probably trying to like go up, knock on the door and all this stuff. Yeah.
Ooh, it sounds exciting. Halloween's coming up. Maybe I'll go there.
No, they have a Matt, they have a giant fence around it now. I've seen pictures. I believe they have a big fence because, again, like you said, people are gawking and always there. It'll be annoying.
That would be annoying.
That would be annoying unless you get it for a really good price. I always wanted to do, Caitlin, and my wife will not do it because she's scared and she believes in ghosts. I want to sleep in like a real haunted house or haunted mansion or haunted some place that's supposed to be scary. Because I don't believe in that shit. I don't believe it.
Look like a movie. Is there like beds and stuff? Or?
Yeah, like there's places that's supposed to be haunted and people go to stay there. I want to go and stay in. This is what I want to do. I want to go in one of these so-called haunted houses, bring a Ouija board, and have an all-night party there. Say, bring it to me. Show me this something else. Show me.
Yeah.
Scare me.
I don't believe any of that stuff.
Me neither. My wife, no way. She's not doing it. Me and my wife are watching that show on Netflix. There's another one that came out. It's a series called The Haunted Something or Rather. You know what I'm talking about? Producers, do some fucking homework. That's it. Haunting of Hill House. Did they got that right?
Oh, fuck you guys.
Anyway, Caitlin, it's spooky, right? I don't watch it. She wants to watch it, my wife, because we, you know, at night, you know, put the kids to bed, we watch a show. You know, I want to watch The Boys. I want to watch the superhero show when they're being assholes and this and that. So we go back and forth. Oh, we're watching the other thing. I'm the only one watching it. Anytime some scary shit's watching, she's fucking like this. I go, hey, what is this?
Yeah, she's,
I believe like, in this stuff. I believe in it. You believe in it. Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm the only one. You're watching nothing. Anyway, Jimmy, you do worse with this show, though. It's not bad. It's freaky. Fucking like Sixth Sense shit. It's freaky.
You know, I can watch that stuff, but I'm much more into UFO stuff now because I feel like they keep getting ready to tell us something or something's about to come out. So I've been kind of, and I'm not a big conspiracy guy. But I saw a UFO documentary recently, and it's the best thing I've seen in a long time. And it's probably the best UFO. It's called The Phenomenon, and it's all interviews with people who are pilots and The Phenomenon. And it's real interviews with people who are pilots. Hey, Caitlin, are you not a believer?
She's always.
I'm not. I wouldn't say I'm not a believer. I just say like I don't care.
You're funny, Caitlin. She doesn't. She don't care. Caitlin, now, Jimmy, forget. Finish this. No more talking about this. She don't give a shit about you and your UFOs.
If they're alive, if they're there, cool. If they're not, like, I mean, it doesn't affect my life. Like, I don't know. If they're gonna tell us something, cool. Then we'll find out.
But you say that now. Did you ever see Independence Day, Caitlin?
Yeah.
You don't care now. You ever see War of the Worlds?
you can't will worry care. About that.
I'm not worried about that shit either. And let me tell you something. The fucking UFOs, everybody's got to relax with that shit because I don't know, man. It's fucking weird. What's next? Bigfoot? Everybody
call. No, watch this documentary. I'm telling you. And I hate the way UFO documentaries always suck. It's always shitty UFO graphics, and they're always awful.
So what about this last one that you saw?
It's all interviews with pilots. You watch them, like, these are military guys, people from the State Department. Like, there's like, it's really good.
So it's not like you got a guy like me on there going, I saw something in the sky.
Yeah.
No. And then you're like, I don't think he's too, I wouldn't believe him.
There's more credible. No offense, Matt, but there's more credible. But whatever. We're talking about Caitlin's fight. I'm on a UFO tour lately.
We went from ghosts.
Yachts.
The fucking Amityville Horror. Poor Caitlin's in the middle of the night. Caitlin.
Sorry.
Let's get back to your fight. She likes this. It's relaxing.
How good did it feel, by the way? Now, I know every loss sucks and every win feels good, but how good did it feel? Like, come on. I mean, you, after the Valentina fight, you must have felt good fighting her sister to know that you were just sending somebody in that family home. Oh, very unhappy. Like, what better fight after a loss? What better fight to have than somebody's sister and to be as dominant as you were. I mean, you were great in that fight. Really, really great fight.
Yeah, I think for that fight, the best part was like, because it was right after I fought Valentina,
yes.
I think that the odd makers got confused because they would just see Shevchenko versus Chikagin. Oh. So I think they got confused because they made me an underdog. And I was like, how am I an underdog? Like, yeah. This is crazy. And then, so then it was kind of nice. Like, oh, you know, a lot of people made money off of me because I think that I was like, I think they made a mistake. Like, they're just confused with the names because, like, my last fight was Shevchenko and Chikagin. So I was like, I think odd makers got confused. So that was nice.
Did you, what was the score in the rounds of that fight? I mean, it was, you won, was there a couple of 10-8 rounds or one 10-8 round?
One-sided, man.
I don't remember the exact score, but I know there was definitely one 10-8 round. Yeah.
Yeah. It was very dominant. It was a really, really great fight for you.
And she was mounted on her. Do you remember the part, Jimmy, when she was mounted and she was looking through the cage at Valentina going, you made me do this.
Yeah. This is your fault.
This is your fault.
It's good because, you know, like, they're probably like, oh, we know her whole game plan. We know what she's going to do. So yeah. It's that's kind of cool. But other than that, I mean, whatever.
Yeah, it's fucking awesome.
Well, your co-main event now. We're happy you still come on with us. You know, you're doing so well, and you still come on with your old friend, which is always nice.
Of course.
Well, listen. Well,
good luck, Caitlin. Yeah.
Awesome. We can talk all night,
but, you know, you got to get your sleeping schedule.
Yeah.
Track.
And, my sleep schedule. I got to go with my coaches and watch them eat food. So.
Oh, shit. That's awesome.
I'm sure we'll talk.
I'm like, hey, you guys want dinner? You want to go get dinner? They're like, I'm full. I'm like, come on, go get dinner. Get dessert. Like, I like to, like, watch them eat.
Oh, you do?
Weird. Oh, yeah, I was the opposite way. Especially when I fight at 55, I was a grumpy little prick.
Yeah, you probably got real grumpy.
I wasn't the fun-loving little huggable guy you guys see right now.
No.
I was like an angry little, argh.
Yeah.
Put that Snickers bar away.
You were hungry.
Yeah, I was a little hungry, Jimmy.
I don't blame you.
But I'm happy now. All right, because I'm chubby and retired. All right, listen, Caitlin. You know we love you. You don't got to say it back. We don't want to make it weird.
Yeah,
I do. I love you guys. It's always a pleasure.
This week has been a great week, Caitlin, because we have certain people that we're close with. You're one of them. We were talking to Uriah Hall last show. He's another one that we're really close with. Now we're talking to Caitlin. Next week's going to be a hard – this is a hard act to follow this week.
I agree.
I'm glad I can bring this to the stage.
Excellent. Enjoy your time out there. We'll be watching your fight, rooting for you.
Yes.
And come on after.
Awesome. Sounds great.
All right, Caitlin.
Caitlin, see you soon, all right?
Take care, buddy.
All right, thank you.
Ready? Say what we just heard, Jimmy.
I heard that. What'd
you hear, Jimmy?
Breaking news.
Breaking news?
Piotr Jan, his first bantamweight title defense will come against Aljamain Sterling.
Drum roll.
Oh, God, okay. Do it again. Nobody will remember.
Forget. You hurt my feelings that you said that.
I didn't mean to. I was just excited.
Okay. Jimmy, are you telling me in the UFC Unfiltered Army that Aljo Funkmaster Sterling fighting Peter Yan for the championship, for the belt?
December 12th on UFC 256. It is the co-main event.
You know what that means, Jimmy?
What?
I'm going to be in Vegas a bit.
Yes, you will.
Because I got Merab fighting Cody Stamann. Excited.
Yeah. So you'll stay out there. You're not going to come and go back.
I'm going to stay out there, and Aljo will be champ. He'll win. He'll win. I feel good about this.
Yeah.
I feel like the Funkmaster is going to be the new champion. I do. I feel good about it. When I hang up with you now, soon, a couple seconds, I am going to call. Don't yawn when I'm getting all excited, Jimmy.
I can't help it. I've been up since 6 doing radio.
Oh, Jimmy, I'm so sorry. If I was here with you, I'd give you a little huggy.
I'd pick you
up because I know you tuck it out. I'd rock you back and forth and cradle you. But all right, listen, we got something. Jimmy, put that. Don't get that face off the please, Jimmy. We're winding down now.
Sorry.
Listen, I'm so excited for Aljo.
Yeah, me too.
I'm excited for Merab. I'm excited for everybody. I'm excited for Longo to have another champion soon.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We're going to bring this shit. We are bringing it.
He deserves it, too. He deserves it. Sanhagen beating Marais was great for Aljo, too. Just he deserved it regardless. Even if Marlon had knocked out Sanhagen in the first round, I still would have said Aljamain deserves that shot. Everyone thinks, but he, whatever, he got it and he deserves it, and good for him.
Well, somebody's coming for that. For that ass. You understand?
Me?
No. Oh. I'm talking about Aljo. Listen, are we done with our picks?
We picked Ortega, Chan Sung Jung. We picked Chukagan against Andrade. The Ciryl Gane against D'Elia fight is canceled, yes.
Okay. Thomas Almeida, coming off a couple hard fights.
Yeah, he had one loss for a long time. I think he's got three.
You know what? I think it's time for him to make a comeback. That's what I think. So I'm going to say Thomas Almeida is coming back, and he's coming back with a vengeance. Okay?
Yeah.
Jimmy, I heard something. Did you step on a goose or a duck or something in there? What'd you do? What the fuck did you step on?
Chair.
I would check your pants after that, my friend. I'm going to say Thomas Almeida, second round TKO. I'm saying it. I just said it, so I can't take it back. And then we're good for our picks. You pick it, and we're good. Here.
I know Almeida's coming off a couple losses.
Damn right you do.
And he had been undefeated for a long time.
Yes, he was.
I want to say he was, hold on, he was 20-0. And he's one in three in his last four fights. TKO decision to Rivera. Garbrandt knocked him out. Font. Yeah. I mean, he's lost to good guys, obviously. Mm-hmm. But he's beaten a lot of good. You know what? I am going to go with Jonathan Martinez.
This is what I'm going to take out of this session. This picking. The picks this week.
Yes.
You're just trying to be different.
No.
You're trying to be different. You're trying to make me look silly.
Well, if we all pick the same, it's not good. But I don't want to pick against you just to do it.
You like to spice things up. I know.
But Martinez has looked very good in his last four fights. I'm going to take Martinez by a... third round stoppage. No, you know what? Martinez by decision. I'm sorry, Matt. Martinez by decision.
I want to see the Mandalorian come out again.
You do?
Yeah, I'm a big baby.
You want to see a cool... Are you showing me your mug? This is my mug. Isn't that cool? Look at that. What, you don't like it?
I just got to chill. No, I'm only kidding. I love it, Jimmy.
You don't like the Wolfman? Chip is the Wolfman? Come on.
Oh, man. Jimmy, man. Who's making those cups?
I have a company that does. They do a good job, right? They're very good.
I have to really start spreading my little wings, Jimmy.
You should, Matt. I told you I'll help you. I'll help you at least hook you up with a good store.
Please. People ask me for things.
This is a double-sided shirt. Kimura
Savage, something or other.
Yes.
You know? Yeah. I mean, I'm just one man.
A picture of me and you on a shirt like this, it just says chums.
That's actually not bad. With our arm around each other like this, like.
Yeah. No, I have pictures of us with our arms around each other.
I want you to make it, Jimmy. That will be the best shirt ever.
But there's always another hand, like, you know, because there's always four of us. So this is two chums with, like, Ngannou's hand here or, you know, or someone else's hand there. But I'll find a photo of us and make what called
chums. We need that, Jimmy. We need that. And also... Oh, God, I just had a brain toot. I was going to say something and I forgot it. But listen, Jimmy, hey, man, that ship has sailed. We had a great show.
Yeah.
The fights of this weekend.
Yes.
Is it on ESPN Plus? It's pay-per-view. What is it?
It is on ESPN Plus. You are correct. The prelims are 4 o'clock. The main is at 7.
Well, oh, Jimmy, I'm sure we have more to talk about. We can save some for next week. You know, I'm going to miss you.
Yeah, I miss you too. A little,
people don't know what I'm doing, but I'm pretending I'm beeping your nose. Have you ever, in all your years of radio, you ever had one of your friends just go over and pop, beep you on your little nose?
I have not, but I would love them to.
Well, you found that guy right here. Good. Listen, also, let's try to get one of your comedian buddies on again.
Yeah, let's get Voss back. Voss is great.
Let's get Voss. What about Bob Kelly?
Whenever I saw Bobby this morning too.
That guy took a beating on that roast. Everybody had a good time with him. I like Bob Kelly, you know? And I like going back and forth with Ross. Let's get one of your buddies on soon. I don't have any buddies. I have Ray Longo and Dean Thomas. That's it. And you. That's it. You think I probably have a lot of friends, Jimmy?
I think you do.
Well, you
know, love you.
Some acquaintances. Jimmy, I love you, buddy.
Love you, Matt.
I'll talk to you by this weekend. I don't know if you're watching the fights live, but I shall be texting you, so I'll find out.
I will.
All right. Hey, Unfiltered Army, we love you.
Yes, thank you.
Say it to them.
Unfiltered Army, thank you.
Tell them you love them. You don't like to throw that word around. Tell them you love them. They love us.
I'm like Fonzie. All right. We love the Unfiltered Army.
That's very cute. Jimmy, I'll talk to you by this weekend, brother.
Yes, pal. Bye, guys.
Ooh, later, guys.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.